School has just ended for the day at Maryvale High School. 16-year-old Hector Villalba sits in a hallway outside of the auditorium. The cross-country runner and avid musician says he's worried about his safety.
It's very uncomfortable here because you go to the bathrooms and you hear people, like, drug dealing in there. And it's a weird feeling.
Villalba says he often thinks about the history of school shootings in this country. Columbine, Sandy Hook, and just a few months ago in Sparks, Nevada. He says he worries that fights on school grounds or bathroom drug deals could lead to more serious crimes.
What if, like, they just decide to do something else that's illegal, like bring a gun to school? It's a scary feeling.
And that makes him concerned that his school could become the next headline.
Somebody could come in with a sports bag that's big enough to carry, like, an assault rifle or something, and, like, nobody will notice.
I feel like I cannot live in fear. I cannot be held hostage to the idea that it could happen.
Pam Ramsey is a Maryvale English teacher. She's not worried about guns on campus. She's been told to alert security if she does see someone with a weapon.
But once that student pulls the gun out and starts threatening people, no, we have not had any kind of training.
In the cafeteria during a recent lunch break, several security guards stand watch. Guards at Maryvale regularly walk the halls, and there is an armed school resource officer on campus. That officer makes between 4 and 7 arrests per month, which are mostly drug-related. A few blocks away at Adkinson Middle School, Sue Adkins says she feels safe from gun violence in the classroom where she teaches reading.
I don't need to worry about that. That's not going to happen with our kids.
That's because her kids are younger.
It seems like it happens in high school more than middle school, so I guess maybe that's kind of a false sense of security.
Adkinson Middle School has fewer security guards than Maryvale, just one. Next door, Tarver Elementary School has no security guards, but fifth grade teacher Julie O'Reilly doesn't spend time worrying about what ifs.
Because anything could happen to anybody at any given time. And so, you know, you live your life in fear, then you're always afraid. And you've stolen your joy from your life.
Tarver is part of the Cartwright School District, which has standard lockdown procedures in the event of a gun on campus. If a student were to bring a firearm to school, they'd face suspension or expulsion and possible criminal charges. Back at Maryvale High, student Hector Villalba would like to see more security.
They don't check backpacks here. I mean, they don't even search kids. If they get in trouble, they don't search them.
But Maryvale's resource officer says if a student has bloodshot eyes or smells like marijuana, they can be asked to open their backpack or empty their pockets. This is just one way schools are trying to protect students and teachers from violence. For KJZZ News, I'm Brianna Frank in Phoenix.